Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, sure I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of poly? Forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm. Fade it, Gary. Wonderful, it, wonderful.
Gary. Hi, class. I'm Miss Danielle. You remember me. I'm going to be teaching you history. First, I want you to write a theme on how I spent my summer vacation. Do you know how I spent mine?
No, tell us, Miss Danielle.
I basically got dicked down with a guy whose like penis is like the size of my arm. And I like went down there like for like 5 weeks and I married him.
How do you spell penis, Miss Danielle?
Can I tell you in Spanish? Because I've really worked hard on that. And before any of you have any kind of comments about this, I've really thought about this a lot, and I'm going to go back every couple of weeks, and then I'm going to move down there because I don't care about you little fuckers.
Miss Danielle, that banana tree we planted died while you were gone.
Where's my sage? That was all I could think about when she said, I have to go back to teach, is... They ask where she went. She's like, I just married this guy I met in the DR.
I, you know what I said when she, I mean, I know teachers are real people, but when she said, I have to go back to teach, and I went, you're in charge of people's children.
I know. Your judgment is shit.
I mean, I shouldn't say that because there's like, we all have bad judgment, please, about things, but like there's some therapists that I know that I will highly, 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 highly recommend. They're incredible therapists, but their life is just a shit show.
Yeah.
So
I think that's very, I think that makes sense though, because you're kind of, you not makes sense, but it's more common because people can handle other people's problems, but it comes to their problems.
You're just talking about, yeah.
Yeah. So. I question her judgment in general.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, she's a sentient body, so I'm just glad people are, in Florida, they're just letting random people who don't even have teaching certificates in. As long as you're a veteran or your spouse a veteran, you can teach.
And we wonder why the U.S. economy, or no, not the economy, but that why we're not progressing as the world's foremost,
yeah,
leader in technology.
And we're wondering why people don't want to teach these days.
Because
why don't people want to teach?
Because teachers are good and they're trying to do the right thing, but we don't support them in our education system.
No.
Is
every
not
year
supported.
We make teachers buy their own shit for classrooms.
Buy their own shit.
We tell them if the child says anything about being gay, they're going to be accused. They're going to be fired or something like that. And if you even mentioned something about race, you're gone. Who wants to teach?
I wouldn't.
I will get off my soapbox now.
I wouldn't. I respect. They do it for the love of it.
Yes. Yes. So thank you, teachers. We love you.
Kind of like with your piano caddy. I keep telling you you should charge $20, but you just said, why would I charge $20 when I'm a $5 whore? And I can't argue.
Ooh. That's my business slogan.
It's the love. It's the love.
I do it for the love.
Y'all, this is Lip. We're pretty sure this was the finale.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was.
The finale. So what if they had another episode next week? I would hear you scream.
Where are they now?
Yeah. Well, what if they had a reunion?
Oh,
they didn't do one for the first one, did they?
They would have said something because they didn't do a next week on. So this
did
is the last one.
They do a reunion
one.
For the first one?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I wish. That's where Poodle could have seen that Mark and Kay were no longer.
No, after they do the reunions in the seasons. So that they wouldn't have shown that.
They wouldn't have. Think about where we were last year, though. You said
I believed in love.
You said you believed in love. After watching this finale, do you believe in love?
No. Actually, I don't feel like any of these people had any sense.
No.
I think we got rid of Amber and Daniel last week, because I think they're the only ones who are going to make it. Everybody else is just absolutely lying to themselves.
I mean, I think Carlos and Valentine are going to get married now. It's not going to go well.
I give it a year.
I want them on 90 Day Fiancé now.
Yeah.
They probably won't put them on 90 Day. They'll probably keep them on Lip.
But I think that even an ostrich who's sticking its head in the sand goes, meep, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah.
Y'all, I will say, ain't no proposal like a gay proposal.
It's true.
So
this episode's called Bye Bye Beaches. It's episode 9. We can start with Carlos. I don't think we have any announcements. Smothered's coming back. So
yes.
Next week, right?
Yes.
So we're not getting
season
a break.
Four.
We're just getting a replacement. So
yep.
Smothered's coming back.
Selling the OC on the 24th of this month.
Yes, selling the OC. What else is coming? There's we've got 90 Day UK.
On our free feed, yep.
Yes, on our free feed, as well as our Badoo and Below Deck Med. Are we doing like 7 shows a week right now?
8.
That's why we have no time to do anything.
Yep. No, actually sometimes 9. It depends.
Do we have to give y'all Bi-Curious this month? You're going to make me do it, but I'm like, we have no time.
No, we're doing it. It's later this month. It's actually, I've got it scheduled for one of the first days of September.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, the whole month is scheduled out. Just need to look.
I have.
I'm a schedule queen, y'all. That's me. It's the only way I can function.
Yeah. It's real enjoyable. Real enjoyable.
So let's talk about Valentine and Carlos. Maybe I'm just dead inside. I guess I didn't feel anything from this proposal.
Oh, I did. You're dead inside.
Really?
Even I
felt something when he came out to his sister.
You know when I felt something? And I realized, again, it's in a fucked up way. We've kind of said that I do think Valentine loves Carlos. We've been talking about how we feel like he just basically sexualizes Carlos and he wants somebody in a polyamorous. I do think, now granted, I think that it's still not going to work out. And this whole like, when are we adding another person and all that shit is not. But
Do you think Carlos loves Valentine?
I think Carlos loves anyone who tells him he's pretty.
Agree.
So I think he's so desperate for love.
Right.
And validation from that. But I do think he thinks that, I do think that he loves Valentine as well. And, but to see Valentine's reaction and got emotional when, because y'all, the sister, she didn't give a shit that he was gay.
No.
They fooled us in the editing, I have to say, from last week.
They fooled me, Jerry. They really.
They did.
They really did fool us with the
editing. I thought she was going to say, like, yeah, sorry,
burn in hell, bitch.
Yeah, burn in hell. Instead, she's like,
die, faggot.
She said what we thought. She said, yeah, I kind of figured he was gay.
Yeah, I saw that outfit you were going to wear.
Yeah.
That told me everything I needed to know.
Yeah, when your brother looks like Jafar, but on steroids, you kind of know he's gay.
And,
I don't know why I just thought of that.
And there's a twink that just sits on his shoulder like the parrot.
Gilbert Godfrey's dead.
He is.
We didn't do that.
Wait,
one.
Wait, is he?
He is. I think so. I thought Alan Alda
no,
was dead.
No, I don't
dead.
Think he's dead.
No, Gilbert Godfrey's dead. He died. It was a thing.
Okay. Maybe. Oh, you're right. You're right. No, Alan Alda's alive. I will say, you... I take responsibility for a lot of them. You kill people. You assume people are dead.
No, that's not true.
Yes.
Sometimes.
I guarantee you, we could knock off a list, and Gary could show us all the things. He's dead. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Gilbert Godfrey tried it. I was just checking. Whew. 2022.
All right.
I'm out in April. So, yes. But she accepted him, and seeing Valentine's reaction to that of just, I was terrified as well. Whether it was about his own, it was moving to see that.
I agree. I think it's not that it didn't do anything for me. It was moving. That was the moving part. The proposal itself wasn't. That's what I was saying.
You're dead inside.
I
think it was moving to see how Carlos was so. Taken aback by it.
I was laughing because all like
now the
gays do so much. It's like those flash mob proposals at Disney that they all do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't we just have a quiet? Why can't two gay men have a quiet night and propose? Why does it need to be skywritten or anything like that?
I mean, because it's Valentine.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I think he would have done the. But, I mean, he wrote him a song, Poodle. What'd you think about that?
No matter what they say, I'll stand by you. This song doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme.
Any of the lyrics don't make a lot of sense. This could be a song for any other couple. Doesn't sound, I truly adore you.
Can we get a third?
You and the guy to your left's ass. It's you know, it's, let me clarify. It's I did. It's just that I don't think, I think for me to be moved, I think I feel like they have to have a certain matchability potential, and I don't think they do at all. And
no.
That's why I knew it's never going anywhere. So I think.
Isn't this Carlos's first long-term relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's probably Valentine's first, and I'm not trying to put a label on a lot of, first monogamous relationship? Or that he didn't get a third, they didn't get a third within 3 weeks?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think, remember, he was that they saw each other in person for 12 days.
Remember, Valentine said he wasn't going to propose on this trip. We both knew he was.
We
lying.
Both knew he was.
We knew he was.
But that's why. So it feels. And
it
think,
also is a little failure of storytelling that they made a beat of him saying, "I'm not going to ask him to get married." But then they never told us why he changed his mind.
Right.
We just saw the proposal.
The other thing is, it felt like it was for the show for me and not an organic way.
Yes.
That's why it didn't move me. So I
was moved by Carlos's reaction.
But okay.
Should I specify that? Not that anything valid, but it was just moving that. And maybe a little, I was sad for him that it was so, that Carlos was so. And I thought it was very thoughtful, honestly, of Valentine
to have his sister, and his cousin
come in.
I agree. I'm not saying it wasn't a great proposal, and it wasn't. It was effective. I just need.
No, you screamed when the sparklers came on. You went, "Come on!"
I did. Yeah. I think I need better. I think you brought it up. I need better storytelling to get me involved.
I think also, though, for a proposal for you to be moved at, somebody needs to give you like a first edition Virginia Woolf.
No.
In it, like,
that would be helpful.
Poodle, will you marry me if I give you half of my money?
You know what I think I would. Yeah, that's a given. But I think if he would have said, like, he did say the marry me came around the corner and was, and Carlos was like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "There's a huge marry me behind me. You know what's going on."
Yeah.
So I don't think it was staged in a way where there was, Valentine did not have to do any kind of declaration or say his feelings. The sign did it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was kind of left cold. I don't know. I'm harder than that.
Who was it that wrote, "Will you marry me" in the beach? And they fucked it up.
Paul.
Yes. Y'all. Oh, God. Remember when Paul wrote, "Will you marry me"?
Or Corey wrote, "Will you marry me, Evelyn," and went up in the hot air balloon and she could never see it.
And didn't Corey misspell it?
Yes.
Or Paul misspelled it.
Paul
misspelled it on the beach.
Yeah. But at least that, there's a certain kind of, but they're talking to them before. Valentine, I was saying, it just happened. So you got to warm me up a little bit before you propose to me.
Or at least show him your bank account.
Yeah, or at least give me a little lube. But I don't know. Did I think it was nice? Yes. Was I moved? No. Honestly.
Okay.
I weirdly I was more moved by Danielle and Johan's wedding, even though it was laughable. God. But do I believe that? I think there's actually love there from him and from her.
You know what? Possibly, but, well, we'll talk about them. But I kind of have a new, like, theory, not new theory, but a revelation on them.
Okay. No, trust me, y'all, they're still doomed. Everyone is lying to themselves in such a way.
I don't know. I think Danielle and Johan, it kind of goes with my revelation, I think they could go for a bit, actually.
Really?
I'll tell you when we get there.
Okay.
It's a teaser. It's a teaser.
Anyway, just a little
now
bit of
cold again. It's
Valentine.
Hot, it's cold. I'm blanket. And it's then I'm just
it's a warm day here.
Well, it's just chilly in your apartment.
Well, just put on the blanket
use
then.
Your Barbra Streisand blanket.
Love, soft as an easy
I can't believe
chair.
You went to the Barbra store and that's what you bought. You bought a Barbra blanket.
It came in the gift bag.
Oh.
You got a gift bag.
For going to the concert?
No, for buying the seat that I paid for.
Oh, that's gay.
It is.
I couldn't go to that concert. I was out of town or something, though. I would have liked to have gone.
I paid a lot of money for that seat, and it was unbelievable. So we're the sister, basically, we said this before, there's no real reaction. I wrote down, not only am I gay, I have a black partner. I'm gonna do two things at once to you, sis.
Oh, it's all stuff for you to get used to.
And what's interesting is he said what did move me is earlier in the episode when he said, "I tried so hard not to do this and thinking I was something bad." That was really moving to me, and how he was having a hard time. And the sister said, she's like, I don't know. He's like, "I don't know if this will change things." And sister says, "If you choose that life," he's like, "it's not a choice. This is me." And the sister says, she was like, "Let me finish. If that's your choice, I need to respect it. I need to get used to it." She still said choice, but y'all, but give her some slack. She needs to go a while ways.
Yeah, he said it's not, but, she's learning.
But, and I wrote down also, so she says, "I accept you for blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, this is wonderful. And I did put one thing in there. Remember, this is not all families. So if you guys still think in 2022 that someone doesn't get ostracized by their family,
think again.
Think again.
No, so it still happens.
Not to put a rainy, a dark cloud over things.
I mean, it ended up working out, but we saw Armando and Kenny's season. Yep. They had a much harder time. So, but when she said, but I'm his sister, who will support him if his sister won't?
Right.
That was sweet. I thought that was very.
No, this was very moving.
Yeah. You realize that his sister's kind of like Carlos, where you just, unless Carlos is crying, but most of the time they're always just kind of poker face. And you feel like they're a little
angry.
It's
very blank face.
Yeah.
Resting bitch face, as Valentine says.
Valentine says, yeah. So.
And I liked it when the sister's like, so now that we're all that, how'd you meet? And they're like, social media. And then, are you moving to LA?
Social media.
Now. We all, the hobbit, you've been doing all kinds of stuff, but we all social media. Now, we all kind of, this hadn't come up before, but I think you, and I'm sure, and I already thought this, I knew Carlos was wanting to move to LA.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's an influencer.
Yeah.
He's a fitness influencer.
Yeah, he wants to move to LA, yeah.
So, and she's like,
I would have him at a live show. You probably wouldn't, but I would.
It's not that I wouldn't
I think Valentine would give a good show. He'd be funny.
I would, if they listened any bit to what we, they probably wouldn't because this is behind a paywall. Well, no, maybe when it gets on.
Eventually it'll be out on TLC.
I don't think they would come for the things that we've said about
them. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe, I mean.
Maybe Carlos will come in hot and be fire. And
just
be
his hairline alone.
Well, he fixed it.
He did. He's now kind of a...
shape. Looks much better.
Yeah, looks much
better.
He's
a handsome guy when he has his real hair.
He is. It's just... I just have a hard time...
No, it was Lego hair.
Thinking that anyone would let him out of a barbershop looking like that.
No, yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
And so they basically say... I wrote down... I said... I have a tinfoil hat theory, and that it might be Carlos used the show to come out. Because nothing would kind of spring him forward.
I think what you mean by use for, that sounded like that was a negative, meaning like...
No,
you mean like he
saw the opportunity.
Like, if I'm going to be on the show, this is what I'll do.
No. I'm saying he saw the opportunity of the show, because I fully think that Carlos wanted to do the show.
Oh, you don't think it was Valentine?
No, I think...
Oh, completely disagree.
Really? No.
Valentine has a song. He wants to
true,
promote his new single, Adore You.
I'm saying...
He wants that ass.
I'm
or
saying...
whatever that song
Carlos,
is.
Carlos, oh yeah, down to your ass cheeks.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I think Carlos would be the one to... Remember, Carlos was the one featured first. And Carlos might have been the one, because he's much more social media savvy.
Possibly.
I just don't think Valentine is very social media savvy.
No.
Yeah, so that's why I thought it was Carlos.
Maybe they'll be a power couple. Maybe they'll be together for a long time.
No, they won't. Come on.
Well, maybe they'll both find out that they want to fuck other people.
Maybe. That could happen. But I want to clarify what I'm saying. I'm saying not that he exploited the show. I'm saying he thought this would be a perfect time. Because everything, and my sister, it's a very safe way, and I could do this in front of cameras, so my sister would not have to be a monster, but it would also kind of force a framework into everything.
I get that, okay.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of tinfoil hat there, and that made me want to say, it could be that Carlos is playing Valentine, and that's not something I thought of the whole time.
Boy, you will convince yourself of anything. I don't think that. I don't think he's playing
Valentine. Who knows?
Then he's a good crier.
I there's just something about it. Yeah. Who knows?
When we have Marcos on from Below Deck, you're just going to start talking about aliens because he's already into that.
Yeah. So the proposal, like I already said before,
we already talked about
it's,
it.
It's the marry me light ups, the candles and torches. And I think it is sweet for Valentine. One of the reasons I think that is because I think Valentine is, you You see all of his moves telegraphed his across his eyes. He's so transparent.
Yeah.
And that's why, and Carlos holds things back and has kind of secrets. And that's why I think there's something about Carlos that would make him kind of use that to come out and then get to America and then a true 90-day fiancé con.
Hmm.
Just saying it.
All right.
He would be a great actor. I'm not saying I completely believe it. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, they're not going to be on our show now. Thanks, Poodle. But I don't
they
agree with
never
that.
Going to be. Well,
now it's hot again.
I'm not sure I agree with it. I'm just putting it out there because it finally just
Let
hit
us know
me.
What y'all think, sissies. What do you think?
So, and I kept writing, they've only been here for 2 weeks.
I know.
They've only known each other in person. That's what I'm talking about by lying to yourself.
No, it's totally wrong.
Yeah. So,
they all have lunch. They all have frou-frou drinks. Yay, everybody's happy. It's the last day.
No matter what they say, I adore you.
Valentine's leaving. And, I mean, that's really, Valentine leaves and Carlos is just crying.
Yeah.
And sad that he's leaving. And Valentine's like, I'll be back in a month and a half. And Carlos is really crying. And you can tell Valentine is kind of like, it's okay. But he's being, not weird, but you could just tell he feels uncomfortable. And finally, Valentine just says, I don't think I'm good with goodbyes.
Also, the sister, basically, during the engagement, she's like, it's so beautiful seeing their love. This is like a telenovela.
It is like a telenovela.
Y'all, because gays love a floor show.
I will say, though, it is, I think a lot of people think when they're around somebody that newly comes out, I don't know if I want to be around it. That'll be hard to see. I don't care who it is. When you see two people that really love each other, I think it's hard if you're not, unless you're just a horrible, bitter person, it's hard for a part of you not to be happy for that person.
I agree.
So I'm glad
but
she saw it.
I think it's different because it's someone you love. I think if she was just a random person in his neighborhood, she wouldn't think that.
Oh, yeah, no.
But no, you didn't clarify. Oh, you said anybody.
I just assumed, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, y'all, if you want to. If you're homophobic and your neighbor, Gerald, is getting dicked down by like four guys, you're not going to go, oh, that's
no. But no, you need to just clarify by saying someone you love. If someone you love loves a person.
Yeah, it was assumed.
Sorry, there's so many
Roll
things.
With me, Poodle. It was assumed.
You better put a coaster under
Why
that.
Why is my coaster over on the other side? Why did you move it?
Because I was cleaning.
Cleaning?
Yes.
Or looking?
No, I was looking for my fucking wallet.
Y'all, he lost his wallet again.
No, not again. I left my wallet in the plane.
Left, before. Lost, whatever you want.
And it was found.
And I keep saying that wallet just wants to get away from him.
Possibly. So
that's all I have for them. He leaves.
Yeah, I think it's the he leaves and
there's no good in goodbyes. Whatever. Where
do you think? No, where do you think they're gonna be? So in all seriousness, with even I'm gonna throw away my tinfoil hat theories, but
okay,
where do you think they are?
I think they're still together.
That's well, yeah. You're saying now. I would say so too. I'm saying, what do you think the future is like?
I think they will get married. I think they will get married, and I think he will come to Los Angeles, and then
no. They would get married here. Because he would do a K-1 visa.
Yeah, K-1 visa. Yeah, I think he'll be a 90-day fiancé.
Do the K-1 visa come here? Think they will get married?
If they don't get married, it will be because Valentine backs out. It won't be from Carlos.
I agree,
and. Which, so maybe it is a con, but they're going to get married, and then I'm going to give it 3 years.
That's a long time. That's a long time for gay marriages, y'all. They have a really short half-life.
They do. What do you think?
I don't think they would. I think he will do the K-1 visa. I do not think he would get married, and I believe that Valentine will back out.
Okay.
Because he'll see too much crazy from Carlos. Yep.
Who knows?
I would be really
interested.
I would
really, 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 really love Matt Sharp. If you're listening, you're not. I really would love to see Valentine and Carlos plan their wedding.
On 90 Day Fiancé.
I would really like to see that.
Casting-wise, I think they would try to cast a female-female couple before. Because they just did another... They already had a male gay couple. I think casting-wise and smart optics-wise, I think maybe that would be first.
Yeah, they're not going to put Gabby and Abby on there. Because one of them doesn't live in the U.S., so they're not going to be on 90 Day
Fiancé. And Gabby lives at the bottom of the ocean and comes up when she needs to let the humpback whales and the turtles crawl onto the...
And Abby lives wherever the wind takes her.
Yes, she does.
And whatever story she decides to choose.
Woo! Wow, what a segment. It was a little fake.
I felt Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Should we talk about Danielle and Johan?
Yes.
So... This is really interesting, I thought, because he's like, you know, they're in the car ride, and he's like, I just don't know what's going to happen. You just now, I wish there was some footage of this, because we only have a he said, she said situation. We only have a he said, she said situation where she said it was understood that they would live in the DR. He says, we never had that. We never fully talked about
because, you know,
that.
This is jumping ahead, and we'll get into it. But with Frankie and Abby, we have history. We have the tape, Gary, that we remember
Gary's got
what
the tape.
They said. We don't have any of that here.
And it's interesting because...
I'll be honest, I was bored for their entire segment.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
I mean... I was as sure that she was going to get married him.
Oh, yeah.
No, as sure as,
I never doubted that
Poodle's going to break the next fuck machine he just ordered. I'm positive.
They don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, they don't. It's been your fifth one, Jake.
Jeff Bezos, do better.
Do better. You need to make fuck 2000 HD heavy duty. Extreme. The dick just goes in circles.
Yes. It's actually a hand crank.
Yeah.
That way.
You know, you just need to buy one of
those. Nothing like human elbow grease.
You should just buy one of those child's toys, a sit and spin, and just stick a suction dildo on it. And just then you just go around. Someone is watching their child play on a sit and spin right now, and they went, get away from that, Hannah. Get away.
Get away.
Get away.
Whatever you do, that
don't touch that.
We're going to give that away now.
Give that away now.
I'm sure the gay couple next door will love it. So, this is interesting. She's booked him. Now, I rolled my eyes at this segment. There was a point at their wedding where I did see her get emotional, here's why I was moved slightly by it. I think there's definitely love on both sides here. And these people have been together long enough, whether it's misguided.
Well, it's her mother. She loves her.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Abby and Gabby. Sorry. I just
what?
Jumped. I just jumped. I forgot what couple we were
Remember,
talking
about. Though, they've talked about their ages. Gabby is only 2 years older than Abby. So I think the mother thing.
Let me see a birth certificate.
All right. She does look older, though.
Okay, so I do think Danielle, yes, and Johan, I think they love each other. Yes, keep going.
So, no, I'm saying that's why the wedding, because I could see her reciting those vows. I think if I saw Carlos and Valentine get married, I don't know. I think I'd maybe change my mind. I think
there's going to be a lot of things in that wedding that we're going to be repulsed by. Like when he gets up and sings
at the wedding. He will sing to him at the wedding.
Can you just imagine
and it
the
will
color
bother
of the
me.
Tuxedos?
P.S.
They're going to look worse than Jesse in his show choir jacket.
This pissed me off. Do you know that Ari and Beanie's wedding, he sang a song to her and we did not see it.
What?
TLC chose not to air it.
He wanted money probably for the rights for it. And they said no.
I don't think
that is egregious.
I don't think he's in the ASCAP catalog yet. But
unless they put it on like Bears All or the reunion, maybe they're saving it for
I am
the
incensed.
Tell-all. That's ridiculous.
Because you know, y'all, there is nothing worse than a bride or a groom singing to one another.
No, no,
at the ceremony.
We don't have good feelings about it.
No, nothing worse. The reception, I'm lukewarm on that. I don't hate it as much. But at the ceremony, keep your singing to each other out of that.
Yeah, I agree.
You're already got enough to do.
I agree.
It's like that bride who sang "Look at Me" down the aisle. Come on. Anyway, you're throwing me into tangents.
Yeah.
No, it's just me.
It's so cold again.
Oh, Jesus. This is what raised my hackles a little bit. Where I'm thinking, you're gross, and I kind of knew it the whole time. This is for her. She's like, you know, she's talking to her friend, Lisette, because the wedding is happening at 9 a.m. tomorrow. That is an early wedding.
It's an early wedding.
And I assume it's to accommodate for the resort and
probably,
all
yeah.
that time. And
Lisette with her, she's wearing that, I'm pretty sure it's NARS Chinese Red. It's a beautiful lipstick on.
Wow, so we know names?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, five sissies just went, that's my color!
Great. And so she's like, Lisette, he thinks I have millions of dollars. Like, millions. He doesn't think
he
she
doesn't
has
millions. He doesn't think you have millions of dollars.
And this is when I go, you...
That made me laugh.
You are completely oblivious.
She is oblivious.
She says things like, I just like to downgrade my life. I need to go live someplace simpler, where the people are simpler, and blah, blah, blah. And I went, you want to be an expat, honey, although you have no money. What do you think you're going to do?
Well, and it's also, yeah, and it's also this idea of you don't have to marry someone to move out of the country, right? To be, if she wanted
exactly.
to move to the DR, I mean, she's an American. She could move to
it's
the DR.
Her Stella got her groove back fantasy.
And so what I realized in that moment, I went, you're both getting what you want from this.
Yes, they are.
And for her to think that he is being so transactional with this and not really loving her, he could literally say the same thing. Again, this is a woman
totally.
Saying he didn't tell any of his friends they were getting married.
She didn't tell
you
any of hers
told
until
Lisette
the night before.
You're getting married tomorrow. Like,
right.
Your friends didn't know this either. So
no,
the hypocrisy is pretty overwhelming.
And it's a little bit of American privilege.
A little?
Well, I'm trying to be kinder to her.
It's a lot of it.
Yeah. But that's just there. But it is so, it's so interesting to me that I can that she is suspicious of him the whole time.
But this is why I know she's going to marry him, because she wants her gorgeous island boy on her arm
yes.
as a trophy.
Yes. And getting dicked down every night.
Yes.
As a trophy where? Only in the DR?
She says that she's going to... Danielle is someone who gets bored easily.
Oh, yes, she is.
So I think they're going to go to the DR. They're probably going to set up a life in DR. And then she's going to make some excuse for something that it's hard to live there, blah, blah, blah. And she's going to uproot it all and then move to the U.S.
Oh, 100%. I totally agree with you. Because it's...
With him.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
And I think he knows that.
She just... Danielle, like, it's as if she needs everything to be her decision.
Yep, totally.
Or her idea.
And she says, I will... That's the thing. She's basically saying, I care about you. I want to know, she's like, I want to know you want me for me. And he's told you over and over and over again. And he finally says, yes, I only care about you. Where it is doesn't matter. And it's kind of like, so now you hear him on the day of your wedding, on this, the day of my daughter's wedding.
I don't know what that's from.
Godfather.
I still need, I should see that movie. You talk about it a lot.
I wish I had... like a tomato, just a bag of tomatoes that I could throw at you.
Well, I love tomatoes.
It wouldn't go in your mouth. It would go all over your face. So, and there, so they're getting married. He's got a white tux on. What do you think about the hair flower crown combination situation that she had going on?
I'm going to surprise you, and I'm going to say, I actually didn't mind it, knowing who she is.
Yeah.
And because it was on the beach, I thought they, of any beach wedding we've seen on all of these shit shows we've covered, I think they both look the most appropriate.
I agree. I felt like the crown didn't stand out enough from her hair because the hair is so many colors. Yeah. And I think if she would have chosen a different type of flower, it looked like, does she have something in her hair? That's what it looked like the whole time.
It didn't match the bouquet at all either. So nope. I think it was, I guarantee you, it was something spiritual.
Oh, I'm sure.
So it had to be certain flowers and certain colors because remember, that's like, God,
that's everything.
God
for
hates
her.
Black, apparently, or whatever she worships.
No, she can't wear black. That's what her religion tells
Jesus
her.
Jesus hates it, or whoever she believes.
No,
in.
Let's not.
But no, but the religion.
The shaman
says,
told her.
The shaman told her, it's like a spiritual thing.
Yeah. So
it doesn't make sense.
It's what did you now? The big problem I had is get the bitch an apple box. She looks like he's marrying his daughter.
She's much shorter than him.
It is
but he is like 6'4".
True.
Four.
That's why you get an apple box. So you can actually look him in the eye and not have to look like you're in the daddy-daughter dance.
Would you stand on an apple box?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Yes, I would.
You wouldn't worry about it not supporting you?
I would get a very reinforced one. So, I think my problem with the hair crown, again, I think it's you could not tell where the hair began and the flowers began.
Best line of their segment. I mean, I'm crazy, Lizette, but I'm not naive.
You're both. You are
You're
both.
Both. You're both.
Bitch.
You're both.
So, they have the wedding, and I think what she does say is our love is more important than anything else. They get in the water. There was something about them getting in the water afterward with their clothes on that was so Caribbean. That
God,
like,
you're a sucker.
No, but
this was just, I was just like, ugh.
But here's the thing. There was something about this that felt like that's what this show is. And I feel like they've known each other long enough. That's why I think that's why Carlos and Valentine felt like a joke couple from the start because they'd never met one another.
It's like with Frankie and
It was supposed to go awry.
Yeah,
and it felt like they had to convince me at the end that he actually wanted to propose to him.
Yeah, I get so, that. So I will say Danielle and Johan, it tracks more.
It tracks. The storytelling goes there.
I agree with that, except for. I don't even want to talk about it in that much detail. You can if you want. I was so annoyed by
the pregnancy
last
test.
Fucking bit of taking a fucking pregnancy
now,
test at the last.
Y'all, apparently Johan believes, or that she can get pregnant anytime, that he's so naive. Now, actually, he's just, his dick is so long, it just goes in there like a salt shaker and just shakes sperm all over the egg.
Maybe it's so long it's coming out her ass. Yeah. She's just not, she's not even getting the jizz inside of her. She's just.
Just so you're clear, they're not attached.
They aren't?
No.
Oh, I thought it was like a hallway.
No, I just thought it went all the way up in her fallopian tube.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And the sperm is like, hey, egg, I'm going to get dropped right down on you.
Yeah.
And the sperm is like, I didn't have that far to go.
They're like, wow, you're my neighbor.
So that's the only reason. I think that's why he thought he could get her pregnant at 48.
Look, Danielle, if you want him to make more money, I know a way.
Me too. It starts with only and ends with fans.
Or what is it? Just my fans.
It's not just, that sounds like a Kmart brand.
Yeah,
like of shoes. Just my size. Just my fans.
Coming to Kmart, a wonderful new home collection with dicks on it. It's called Just My Fans.
So, do you think? I thought this was completely manipulated by producers.
This was fraudacity to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Not fraudacity.
I agree.
Because she says they're going to try for like 6 months. She's going to come down when she's ovulating. And the magic energy of her spiritual belief, and because she's wearing purple, that's going to make her fertile.
I will have to say 48 is... That's a small window.
Yeah.
Quite a small window.
It's a very
with a huge dick.
Huge dick. So he might get it up there.
Just sprinkling. Just like salt, sprinkling salt crystals.
Wow. Like a finishing salt.
Yeah. Right at the end. Fleur de sel, yes, if you will.
Yes.
Like on a cookie.
Like on a cookie. On a warm, ovary cookie. All right.
We need to
move on to
Mama
Con and Baby Con.
We need to move on.
So at first, let's talk a little bit. First, we see Abby. She's like, it's been a few days. And basically, Abby has been apologizing her ass off to Gabby.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know we have so much to work on, and I have to gain her trust back, but I want to do something big so she knows I'm serious about this. I love that she sits down with Gabby. She's like, look, so it's been a hard week. And I went, it's only been a week?
Yes! It's been a week. The whole season's been a week.
So you went from telling her that you're going to move to America to fuck this guy just so you get in the U.S. too. Marry me and spend the rest of your life with me.
Yes.
Or make it, we don't know if they can get married where they are.
I think Mexico has same-sex marriage.
Is it the country now?
Yeah.
So, because they never called it that, though, did they? They said like a, called it a ceremony or yeah. something. Probably because, oh, I know why. Because
if
laws doesn't extend to the sea.
Yeah. And if Gabby was to get married by her religion, it would have to be performed by an ibis.
I don't know what that is.
A bird.
Oh, I did know what that is.
Yeah.
I thought it was
a, or a turtle in a sea turtle who was birthing at the time.
Sure.
Although they would have to officiate instead of some skinny twink who married them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's part of the by rules. And ibis is like a crane bird.
Yes, that's what I thought when you said it, and I went, wasn't sure.
It's just the They're first scary. Bird I thought of.
The fact that you know what an ibis is, no
it's a
one
good crossword. Good crossword.
Yeah, you
never
needed
bird.
To come out to your sister if you had one. You'd be like, sister, I'm gay as hell, I know, but do you want to go get McDonald's? I got it. I got it when you had that pet ibis, Jake.
The imaginary ibis.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, so she's proposing, y'all. They're going to do it there. And she's like, I want to be with you for all eternity. And
I only want to be with you.
And y'all, I did not expect to see Senor Frankie, but we see him again.
We do see Senor
Frankie. And Rodney comes over, and
sometimes I almost need subtitles when they talk, especially Rodney. He's got like a, I don't know if it's like a Maryland. Where yeah. are they again?
Tennessee.
That's southern with our and
yeah,
their
voices are very far in the back.
Yeah,
yeah. So he basically says, well. Frankie's becoming this kind of, now he's like, oh, I would never do anything like that. I couldn't propose to someone who was in a relationship.
Frankie's such a model human now.
He is full of shit.
Full of shit.
I think he might come off the worst this season.
I agree.
Who knew?
Well.
So, yeah. Right. So, Rodney's telling Frankie what happened, and he's like, if Abby left Gabby for me, she could have always leave me for someone better. I'm like, yeah. So it's all self-serving.
It's all self-serving.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because you wised up in some moment of clarity and yeah. realized, wait, if she's leaving the sea bruja,
yes.
Then she could easily leave me.
Yeah.
Wow. What a brain trust you are.
But that's why... Y'all, that's why Abby wanted to move to Kentucky. Tennessee. Because she knew she needs to be in a landlocked state. So then Gabby can't get
so
her.
So the waves that she would use to attack.
Yeah, like, yeah. yeah.
The sea turtles, her army of sea turtles yeah. can't climb
that's
that far.
Too far inland.
She doesn't have power over freshwater
no,
trout.
No, she does not.
Only things Salt of the brine.
Water, yeah, only things of the brine, yeah. yeah. True.
So did you get something? Did you hear one thing? And this was maybe it was a mistake, but Frankie's like, I just couldn't let that happen again. I'm like, Beg your pardon. Tell me more, Frankie. What happened the first time you did this to break up another relationship?
Yeah.
I was very upset that was not picked up on.
No, I was upset too.
So Frankie said,
He's
trying to save face.
A fame whore.
Yep, it's gross.
That's just kind of what you just see in this.
He's trying to do TikTok dances, y'all.
Is he?
I'm sure.
Follow us on TikTok, y'all. We just had our first
viral video.
So we have a lot of TikTok followers now. So follow us on TikTok, y'all. And you know what? We forgot about this. We're going to take a commercial for the people on the free, because this is eventually going to come out. For the people on the free feed, we're going to take a little break. For the rest of you on the Patreon or Supercast, we're going to keep going.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong. I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
so catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep
So, Frankie God. Basically says, "I never said this is the big deal." He said,
Frankie
"I never
says
said
to Rodney, yes.
I never said I was going to bring Gabby back here."
And we said, or at least I feel like I said, I couldn't remember because we remember nothing. I said I couldn't remember if he said it or not, but I thought he said that they would do that.
Well,
I thought he said it on camera.
He backtracked and said, "We mentioned it in the very early days."
He says that later when he talks to them.
Yeah.
But to Rodney, he doesn't say that.
So, he mentioned it. He's straight up lying.
Yeah.
This is why he's an idiot.
He's
actually changing his story on camera, you guys. This is when, because you can't do this and be not a reality villain.
Yeah.
When you start lying, it's like Christine Quinn. When Christine Quinn started lying and they could find her on camera saying it, that's when she went down the tubes.
Yeah.
Thank God she wears fabulous outfits. Otherwise, it's the only redeeming thing for her.
Is it?
Kind of.
She's pretty horrible.
No, she is, but I'm saying it's the only way we can even tolerate her.
Yeah.
Is their crazy style.
Bless her heart. I think she's going to try to do her own thing and it's not going to work.
I think if she did her own thing, it could work because she can play by her rules and not by the rules of a reality show.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Would you have her be your realtor?
No way in hell. So, and basically, I still don't understand. Rodney says to Frankie that Abby proposed to Gabby, and Rodney was a part of the ceremony. And y'all, Frankie is incensed.
It's kind of weird that Rodney went to the ceremony.
It is.
I mean, it's...
But why would Frankie be... Frankie could say, "That's weird, dude." But why would you be mad?
Because I think he thinks like bro code that Rodney should be. I agree. I wouldn't be incensed. But yeah, Frankie's, because Frankie's a narcissist. Like, he's entitled. He thinks right. everything revolves around him.
Right.
Y'all, this is somebody that was going to just help another woman lie to break up her 10-year relationship.
Right. And then had a crisis of conscience at the very last minute. But instead of that, he realized that she would leave him too.
Yes.
Yeah. So the next thing is, and Frankie's like, it was not Rodney's place to deliver my message because silence is golden. You're a piece of shit.
No, it's shitty what you did.
It's shitty what you did.
You wanted to leave them and not even tell them at all.
Yeah, that's shitty.
That's shitty.
You kind of went in there, bulldozed. Even if Abby started it, you helped her bulldoze her relationship.
Yes, yes. And you might have not driven the tractor, but you started it.
Exactly.
That's what my dad always said.
But that person just said, you could have asked someone, can you help me start this tractor?
Well, then you enabled.
But you would just, never mind. Wow. So
you don't know a lot about tractors, I guess.
Obviously not. So after a few weeks, they say, we're going to do a... Abby says,
when I saw them get married, I just wrote, when they showed the flashback, I just went, lesbian fucking drama. It's the most.
So they're going to do a video call, and Gabby's like, okay, sure. And Gabby's like, I have lots of unanswered questions. And so they get there on the video call.
And I love it that Abby, before the call, says, babe, Gabby, it was never my intention to leave you alone and abandoned. I would never do that to
never.
You.
Never.
So, yes. So the call starts, and Frankie says, I want to apologize to you, Gabby. And Gabby said, of course, we let you in. And then he kind of, you said, okay, but then he just turns to Abby, y'all, and then it becomes full on just Jerry Springer.
Yep. Was this even real, Gabby? Was this even real, Abby?
You didn't want to marry me. Was the love real? And
she doesn't answer.
She doesn't answer that.
Yeah.
And he says the plan that was going to be me and you and just me and you. And that's where Abby freaks out. And she says, we always talked about bringing in Gabby. And that's
Abby.
When he's. Whatever.
Yeah.
Mama Con. We always talked about bringing in mom. And then Frankie said, well, that's when he said, well, I did say that in the beginning.
In the very beginning, we stopped talking about it.
But he even proves himself as a liar because he says, and then we just kind of stopped talking about it.
Right.
Wait. So then you never told her that you're not. So you said, let's bring her.
So, yeah.
And then you stopped talking about it and didn't bring it up anymore.
Right.
And she was just supposed to forget. I don't want to defend Baby Con.
Which means the contents of their phone calls were nothing serious. They were all surface stuff or phone sex.
They were. And because we know that for sure because we found out they had a group chat on WhatsApp. Well,
WhatsApp, Gabby says.
¿Qué pasa?
The eels of the sea know nothing of WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. And so. Well, who was it that said it first?
The great coral fields know nothing of WhatsApp.
Oh, God. So was it Gabby or was it Abby or Frankie who first said, I told you not to put things in the group chat? I think Frankie said, you told me not to put stuff in the group chat. And she said, that's not true.
Right.
You told me not to put stuff in the group chat.
At this point, I don't care who's lying.
I don't believe either of them. And even Gabby jumps in and says, look, you both fucked me over.
Right.
Which they did.
Yeah.
And she said, your plan, it's ruined. But this was a horrible experience for me.
A horrible experience for me. I wish you all to get... I will command my hermit crabs to pick your bones.
You betrayed me. You betrayed me, land creatures.
Everything is very hot. Elevated with
yes,
her.
Yes, yes.
So
your non-Gill ways have come back to haunt. I have shown your treachery.
Your absence of salt on your skin should have always turned me away. And then Gabby basically says, Abby cared more for Frankie than I thought. And the only last little bit I have is they get really angry, and Abby says, you act like a selfish asshole. Selfish asshole. Bye.
And Frankie's like, you flipped the script. Bye. And he's in there. He's talking to the camera. He's like, wow.
He's deleting photos.
He's like, I'm like Neo. And I went, where's this going to go? I'm like Neo.
Dodging bullets in the Matrix.
And he kind of moves around, dodging bullets everywhere. And you just see him on his porch just looking. And he goes back inside. And, you know, he goes to sit down. He goes to sit
down some porn.
To watch. I was going to say another Chris Tucker movie because that's his favorite actor. He loves those movies with what's his name?
He said, next time I won't.
Rush Hour.
I won't confuse love for lust. Great.
But then he says, next time I won't date a woman who already has a girlfriend. Maybe not. We'll see. Oh. And it just shows. He's
a fucking loser.
Pig. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of male pigs.
Oh. Ariana and Sherlon.
Y'all.
Okay, by the way. So we'll finish at the end. Do you think they'll work?
Well, we kind of already did that with Carlos and Valentine.
Yeah, well, you're right. We did that.
So Abby and Gabby and Frankie, that's done.
Do you think Abby and Gabby will work?
No. She's going to do this again.
She will.
She
needs to get away from that woman.
Yeah, she's going to go to the U.S., y'all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she wants to go. Like, if she could go to Nebraska, where there's just no sea, she would love to go to North Dakota. Love it. Idaho, she's there.
Gabby can't. Her squid tendrils can't reach
that. She's too scared.
Yep.
So
falls in love with a water sprite, only fresh water.
Very far inland, or Victorville, because Gabby won't go there either. Even though that's
closer.
No one wants to.
If you want to do math, you can go to Victorville.
Yeah, go to Victorville.
Victorville is an area of California, y'all. It's like a little bit east of Big Bear or west of Big Bear. Ooh. It's not nice.
It's not nice. It's not. If you look up, like California's 10 most dangerous towns.
It's very awful.
It's very awful.
Driving through there is an experience.
It is.
Yeah. So,
I mean, its name is Victorville.
Victorville. So Ariana and Sherlon, Sherlon's basically saying, well, my morning was really nice. So they bunked last night. And Ariana's saying things like, this is interesting. This is the one thing I will never be able to forgive her for, I feel like. She says, I want you to be able to see your son, but I also want to know where you stand. Stop conflating this.
She does it even in the car when they're riding the back. She was like, she's like, so hopefully she looks, she looks at Odin. She's like, Odin, is daddy going to make the right choice for you, to fuck mommy? And for mommy?
Yeah.
And I went,
this is such a story stuck in the 50s.
Like Sherlon's a dog. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, I understand why
he dicked her down to calm her and soothe her so that way he can have any chance of trying to see his kid.
Right.
Because he knows once she's pissed off at him, he'll never see that baby again.
Because I guarantee you her mother is reasonable. And I guarantee you, if the mom just said, he's not a part, he doesn't need to be with you, honey.
She has said that.
Yeah.
Probably not have seen it on camera, but she's alluded to it.
But
she has said
that. But she even said, but if she could go further and say, but he can still be part of Odin's life. I think Ariana's the kind of person, though, who would say, if you don't want to be with me, you don't get to have my son in your life.
It's true. I mean, she's did some rants and said, I mean, in her defense in that, I think, we've seen a little bit with the paperwork. I do think Sherlon has made her, not just in I want to be with you, but many promises and promises and promises of I'll do this, I'll send this, I'll do this, and he's done nothing.
No, I agree. But anyway, basically he says, she brings up the tourist visa, and she's like, would you want to do that? And he said, yes, I could come over when I want and see the boy, see Odin. He doesn't mention about come over to see you and work on our relationship. No. He doesn't mention that. And not mentioned about her at all. And then he says that that would mean being exclusive. And this is when it turns into...
Bro, you know I don't like ultimatums.
And this is when it turns into high school.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, you need to be exclusive with me. Otherwise, we don't have a relationship. And I know you've been talking to Becky after basketball practice.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. A child is involved. It's ridiculous.
Because she says, you know, and he... And he's like, well, you know, I don't like to be put in a corner. I'm still deciding. She said, no.
She's not having it.
You need to decide before we leave. Now, and I see why I think she needs to put an ultimatum up because she is asking him this question. And again, this does go back to her.
She already has her answer.
But she already has her answer. But I will go back and say, it's really, honestly, both of them. So a part of me says it's not fair what Ariana is doing to Sherlon. But right. I think ever since the pregnancy started, I do think Sherlon has just been feeding her lies.
And so I agree with you. I wonder
if Sherlon, from the very beginning, as he found out she was pregnant, he said, hey, look, I could be a dad, but I don't want to be in a relationship with anyone.
Right.
That's just not what I want in my life.
Yep.
But I'll show up and be a dad. I do think Ariana would have handled this differently.
Interesting.
I do think that he's a fuckboy. We just saw how good it is at how he can't stand how he has this inability to show up and have a spine.
Convince me that do you really think that she at that level would say, sure, I'll let you see your son whenever you want?
I think she probably, if it was just they had this bang trip and she came back pregnant and he never acted like I want to have a relationship with you from the get go.
Yeah.
I think she would. I do see, like, especially with that dinner with the moms and she's crying. I did see in that moment, like, there's been so much of Sherlon leading her on.
Right.
And but at the same time, it's like, come on, we all see it.
Right.
But she just wants to believe it.
To me, it is the refusal to let this go that I can't.
I think why I get hard on him is just also another case, though, of a guy shirking responsibility and not saying exactly what he feels and women being told they're crazy.
Right.
You're not saying that. I'm not saying that. I do think Ariana is delusional. We all know. It's clear. It's a both and, not an and or.
Yeah.
To me.
It's just... She's the only one who doesn't know.
She's the only one, yeah.
And the thing is, it'd be different if he was a better fuckboy. I think that's the other thing. He's not great.
He's not great.
At it.
He's not.
And
if Johan's playing a fuckboy game, he's doing a much better job.
He is really good.
He's really good.
So anyway, they are leaving.
Who else was dating a fuckboy? Somebody was dating a fuckboy. Oh, even Benny plays a better game.
He does. I think he actually, he does love her. Beanie loves her.
I think he loves her life now. I think he loves to live in the U.S. He loves his son.
Yep.
I think he likes her. I think he loves Ari's mother.
Yeah. The family Ari is Beanie's family, y'all.
He loves
them. That's why they're going to be together. Their story is written. If anything, it will be Ari who leaves Beanie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Totally.
For sure now.
Like she did with Leandro, y'all.
He was getting so popular and he wanted to have responsibility and I don't do that.
Ugh, that one. So as soon as basically I wrote this down, he says, I agree to be exclusive. Do you believe this?
No.
Not in 100 years. So y'all, as soon as she's out of sight, because he'll find some ethical way to figure it out. Because I do feel he makes his own ethical code.
Yeah, he does.
And he thinks he sticks to it.
He'll fuck a woman in a week.
Yep. Agree. And he says, there's a committed man deep down inside me. Whatever you want to tell yourself.
Sure.
No,
I think you've been deep down inside a committed woman who was cheating on her husband on a beach trip.
And he says, I'm off the market today. By the way, this is a full thing. They are fighting on Instagram right now. They're not together anymore, you guys.
No, they're not together.
Shocking, I know.
Shocking. Karen was right.
Carl's wife is really upset that this one didn't make it because she really thought these two
that
crazy kids.
So cute, Carl. They ain't not gonna make it.
They're fighting. She's claiming that she's kind of starting to pull out receipts and kind of like, he said he would
send this and all
the stuff he said he would do that he hasn't delivered on any of it.
The thing is, I don't fault her for saying he said he loved me. He did all these things. I'm saying your judgment is so shit that I can't hold any more for you.
It's also this. This is hard. This is a really hard thing to practice. It's very, very difficult. If your first thought and you just want to do whatever is best for your child, even if he fucks you over.
Yep.
But you want your child to know their father. You swallow it. You forgive it. You go on, at least in this situation. I'm not saying people that are married but they're not together. They've never been together. So you go on and say, you know what, Sherlon? I don't care about any of that shit. I don't care if you didn't love me or what. That's all in the past. All I want to do now is just focus on Odin and get you a visa so you can come see your son.
And so we'll get a tourist visa. You can come anytime you want.
And then see how he shows up. Maybe she's done that, and we just don't know that. But I don't.
Doubtful.
I can see her still holding over.
Scorched earth.
You lied to me.
Yep.
Who cares? If you're doing this for the best interest of your child, who cares?
And she takes it personally for her instead of the best interest of her child.
And I understand that's hard to do, but she's actually thinking about herself.
That's actually
not her kid.
Just being a grown up, I think, and being a good person.
You just gotta.
Yeah.
Well, it's harder to be being a parent's a hard job, especially when you're going through divorce and all that, but it's the best. You got to do it.
I think that's the show.
That's the season.
That's the season.
Y'all. Woo! This show's good. I'm going to miss it.
The last two episodes weren't
great.
We're
kind of flat.
Yeah.
But I'll be looking forward to, at this time, we got season two, y'all. And if you haven't seen, Discovery just announced their one. It's crazy to me.
Night Day Fiancé Universe. Next to the Marvel Universe. Yeah,
no, you know nothing of comic books. They're DC.
What?
Come on.
What?
It's not Marvel.
No, I'm saying like the Marvel Universe.
No, but that's the whole thing is that I never thought you would see like DC Universe, True Crime Universe, and then right in between
Night
both of them we said 90 Day Fiancé Universe. Yep. I was like, what the fuck? So y'all... We're not going to run out of content to cover for you for a long time.
Nope.
Long time.
Nope.
All right, everybody. Go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze. Our Instagram, I can't say the word, Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to our TikTok, Reality Gaze. Go to our Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate that very much. Go to our Facebook group, either our public Facebook group or our Facebook page. Or you can go to our private group, the Sissy Squad. We have fun in there. We call these people Lonely Hearts Poodle because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrongest of places?
Yes. And the next time you stop watching that Chris Tucker movie and talk to someone online, remember, you might be breaking up a relationship. Maybe.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle,
or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.